Welcome to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. As we approach God's Word, let's take a prayerful breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Listen to God's Word this day.
Friends, let us join our voices together with our prayer for illumination. Welcoming God, quiet our distracted minds and soften our guarded hearts. Do not let us miss your invitation. As we hear your word, help us recognize your voice, receive your grace, and respond with courage and joy. Amen. Our scripture reading for tonight's service comes to us from the Gospel of Luke in the 14th chapter. Listen now to God's word before us. One of the dinner guests, on hearing this, said to Jesus, "Blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said to him, "Someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land and I must go out and see it. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to try them out. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have just married and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to the servant, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you have ordered has been done, and there is still room.' Then the master said to the servant, 'Go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of these who were invited will taste my dinner.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Tonight, as we step into the season of Lent, I am encouraging us all to try something perhaps new this year. There is some truth that this year we as people, and not just here at First Presbyterian, but we the people, have experienced loss in our own ways. Each of us have experienced some loss. And so I don't know if it's exactly the right spiritual, most faithful thing this Lent to go into this season with the command to deny ourselves or a spiritual challenge to prove our devotion to God. So instead, I was inspired by the story that we heard, our gospel story. Because what if we began this season of Lent with a story about a table that refuses to remain empty, and a story about a host whose welcome never ends? What if we begin this Lent with an invitation? In the passage that we just read, Luke 14, Jesus is describing a banquet prepared with care and expectation, this wonderful, glorious feast. And invitations were sent out to those who naturally would have been invited. But then their responses back to the host feel painfully ordinary. One has land to inspect. Another one has business to attend. The third is preoccupied with his marriage. So let's be honest. None of those reasons are wrong to deny the invitation. But the message behind these excuses is how easily good and responsible concerns of everyday life can shadow over this deep invitation to communion with God. So then the host, instead of canceling the feast or narrowing the guest list to make it even more exclusive, the host expands the invitation. He sends his servants into the streets and alleys, into neighborhoods where hunger is visible and exclusion has become routine. He says to the servants, "Invite the poor and the blind and the lame, those whom nobody else would think to invite." It is more important for the host to have a full house than to have those who are considered perfect guests. And this is how Lent begins for us this year, with an ever-widening circle of welcome. I want to invite you, and see, there is again that invitation. I want to invite you to turn your bulletins over, because there is an art piece, an image on the back. And you'll notice that this image on the back is a circle, and that everything is radiating outward from the center. There is a table that is set, and around the table is a host with arms stretched wide in welcome. And if you look very closely at that table, in the center is the bread and the cup. And the host in this parable and the host in this image is also the one who will gather his friends around a table and offer himself as grace. This is the same one who gathers us at this table tonight. But if you look around that center, around the communion table and around the host with the welcoming arms, there is a ring of rejection. You see figures who have their arms crossed. And yes, it would be easy to linger there, to focus just on the refusal. But if you also look closely, sprouting forth from that ring of refusal are trees. Trees that begin to grow, roots that have been pressed down into the soil around the table of welcome, branches that stretch outward past the rejection, and then the invitation not only survives the rejection, but when it pushes past it, it bears fruit and creates space for even a larger gathering. Because then if you look at the outer ring, the table has grown and the crowd has expanded. They have accepted the invitation to feast with their host. And if you look closely, there are still empty seats because the host will send out the servants again and again. There is something deeply hopeful about this image, even on Ash Wednesday, because this image shows, in a different way, the generosity of God. The generosity of God who is not exhausted by our hesitation or our rejection, but a God who constantly reaches out for us, inviting us back to the table to feast with our host. So tonight, as we come forward to receive our ashes and hear the words, remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. Yes, we are reminded of our own humanity and we are reminded of our own limits and we are reminded that the truth is that no perfect life of ours can ultimately secure our belonging at this table. Because yes, we are dust, and yet, as dust, we are still invited to dinner. And that is the message we receive tonight. I think about the way that communities respond to each other when someone experiences loss. When we hold celebrations of life or when we grieve privately in our own homes, food is one of the very first things that is offered. Our community of faith has this exact ministry here because when life reminds us of death, when life reminds us of mortality, when life reminds us that we are dust, our instinct is to gather and feed one another. And there's a reason for that instinct, because so much of Jesus' ministry unfolds around meals, around shared bread and conversation, around tables where boundaries are dissolved and unexpected relationships are formed. And in just a few moments, Jesus will invite us back to this table into the same widening grace. The ashes we receive on Ash Wednesday do not turn us away from this feast. They prepare us for the feast, because we know we don't have to prove ourselves worthy to be invited, since the invitation is not about who we are, but about whose we are. And at the same time, this parable does not let us be the only ones remaining as the guests. Because just before this parable, earlier in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells a story that challenges his listeners to consider how they host, asking whether their banquets are arranged for status and righteousness, or whether they dare to invite those who can never return the favor. Which means for us that as we accept the invitation, we must also be people who are formed, who extend it. The host will keep sending disciples out into the world, inviting more and more to the feast. And even then, when all is said and done, there is still room. So tonight, as ashes mark our skin and as the bread and cup touches our lips, we hear beneath every word and every gesture on Ash Wednesday, it is the steady voice of the one who prepares the feast. You are dust, and you are beloved. You are invited, and there will always be room. Amen.
Thank you for listening to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. We hope you'll join us for worship on Sunday morning. For more information about our congregation and our ministries, please contact the church office. Now go in peace.